with SRN News.
I'm John Scott. The legal tangles surrounding Kilmar Abrego Garcia remain snarled after his detainment by immigration authorities in Baltimore yesterday, as a U.S. district judge temporarily prohibited the government from a second deportation for the Salvadorian immigrant. BBC correspondent John Sudworth with the report.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia was released from bail on Friday, but swiftly taken back into custody during a Monday immigration appointment, with the government saying it was now preparing to deport him to Uganda. The temporary halt on that action ordered by a federal judge allows him to stay for now. But the case has become a test of wills for an administration that says it's determined not to let the courts get in the way of its mass deportations, and opponents who argue that it highlights a wider disregard for rights and protections enshrined in the Constitution.
The picket fire burning in the Napa Valley during peak season for wine country tourism, prompting air quality alerts in surrounding communities as crews continue to fight the fire in rugged terrain. The fire burning more than 6,800 acres, containment at 15%, more than 2,000 crew members are assigned to that big fire. President Trump says he's firing up Federal Reserve Governor.
President Trump says he's removing Fed Governor Lisa Cook effective immediately. He cites allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. Those come from Bill Pulte, a Trump appointee to the agency that regulates mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And legal scholars suggest they're likely a pretext for the president to open up another seat on the seven-member board so he can appoint a loyalist to push for lower interest rates. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed as the indexes hover very close to their recent all-time highs. The Dow dropping 10 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 26. This is SRN News. A new poll on discipleship.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant pastors are satisfied with the state of discipleship in their church. But how do they really know? When asked, do you have a specific method for measuring discipleship in your congregation, only 30% of Protestant clergymen said yes. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says these results, quote, highlight the need for a framework for thinking through how a church is approaching discipleship. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Focus on the family founder, Dr. James Dobson, who passed away last week, being remembered as an iconic evangelical leader. But he also spent a lot of time building the conservative political infrastructure that helped elect President Trump. Dobson helped create a constellation of allied family policy councils in around 40 states that promote a socially conservative agenda and lobby lawmakers. This is SRN News. A Michael Jordan Kobe Bryant card has set a new record at auction.
A basketball card autographed by Hall of Famers Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant has sold for nearly $13 million at auction, a record for any sports card. Heritage Auctions says that there were 82 bids for the 2007 to 2008 Upper Deck Logo Man collection card before it sold Sunday for $12,932,000. That surpassed the $12.6 million paid for a 1952 Topps rookie card of Baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Women's Professional Baseball League will launch next year, becoming the United States' first pro women's baseball circuit in some 70 years. But what makes a pro league successful? Good salaries and financial incentives should attract big-name players, which in turn draw big crowds and maybe even TV deals. More on these stories at srnnews.com.